Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The National Cotton Council is continuing to engage constantly in efforts to try to provide assistance and relief in response to the impacts of the coronavirus that it's having across the entire ag sector and specifically across the U.S. cotton industry. As some of our continuing efforts from last week have focused on getting assurances from the federal government that all of the agricultural industry and related supply chains are considered part of the critical infrastructure and workforce, so that as states are issuing their stay-at-home or shelter-in-place orders, agriculture can continue to operate with the most limited impediments possible. And so far, that seems to be the way things are progressing at this point. In addition, we're continuing to work with USDA and the Department of State and Department of Labor to try to provide opportunities to ensure that those employers that are trying to get their H-2A workforce into the country in time for the spring planting season. And so far, the State Department has been very responsive in trying to make sure that their consulates and embassies in the countries that need to process these are doing so on an emergency basis. Other areas that we're engaging include with Department of Transportation and USDA to try to provide some relief for hauling of ag commodities and input supplies to agriculture so that there's relief provided on the CDL requirements, hours of service, as well as weight limits. The major focus has been working with our allies in Congress to try to make sure that the stimulus and relief and funding package provides the resources necessary for agriculture, including the cotton industry, moving forward.